one thing that's been on my heart lately is two things: putting people on pedestals, like, you know, the holier than thou people. And it's funny that that statement kind of makes me laugh, because it truly, you know, people who kind of throw that around like it's an insult. Well, technically, you're just saying, they're saying, you know, you're holier than me, or holier than thou. So, I mean, if we are saints of God, then we are technically holier than thou. But that doesn't, you know, we don't walk around with a puff chest about that. So when I just said holier than thou, I didn't mean that in a bad way. But pedestals, and then guarding ourself so deeply. Two of those things, and then they kind of go together, or they really go together, because it's so easy for us to turn our eyes from Christ, because everything in our fiber from the core of us is wanting what the flesh wants, and that's a continuing fighting battle every single day. That our flesh is waging war against our spirits, and unfortunately we live in a physical world, and so everything, and you guys know this, especially those of you who deal with sexual sin, you feel that. I mean, you literally just feel like you're being tied up by ropes and dragged along when you're not completely just, you know, in awe of God. And you know, we know those times of high, hopefully, and then if you don't, I pray that you experience them soon, of when you're, you know, consistently just engaged in your Bible, and you're praying the Bible, because your prayers are being refined by the Bible, hearing great gospel-saturated messages that help you think of things and grow your knowledge, not just be inspired by the same stories you know, but preachers that really know how to educate you about what the Bible's saying, so then that when you go back and read it, now you've got more context to wrap around you like a blanket and just rest in God's wonderful and inexhaustible truth. So, and when we're in those places, we feel that freedom. We feel like there are no chains, there are no ropes tied around us that are dragging us along. We are walking above that. And I know, at least in myself, man, when I'm there, I think, God, why do I ever let myself get into the pit? You know, how I'm never going to allow myself to do that again. And it seems like right when I think that thought is right when I just start slipping. I just stop reading, and all my brain is just all focused on myself all day. And it's an obvious attack by the enemy that we need to be on constant guard on. How do we do that? We don't do that by all of our own efforts, of course. We have to make the Bible reading and praying. And those two things are most important, because the going to church on Sundays, that's one day a week. That's 1 hour and a half out of your week. Thank God for technology, and we can do podcasts and, you know, check out some John Piper and John MacArthur and be saturated all week with great messages, but we still need to be having our nose right in the center of the Bible and, you know, creating that habit. Because if we rely on how we feel, you know, like I don't feel like reading the Bible, I don't feel like praying, well, that's just gonna, you're never gonna feel like it enough to sustain you. Don't trust your feelings, they're evil. So guarding ourselves, making every effort, taking every effort to combat that flesh, physical world that we live in, that's constantly just putting that pressure on us to take our eyes off Christ. We need to be, like Paul always says, and I always go back to this, train yourselves in the gospel, basically, like a professional athlete trains. And that's a huge picture, because it's so true. I mean, you know, if our brains aren't consumed with it, we're going to be consumed by everything else. And there is no, like, 50% on the world and 50% on God. It's all or nothing. And then the pedestal thing, because people's walk with God can both encourage our faith, but it can also destroy it if we're putting too much faith strictly in people. You cannot judge God by his followers. We are to, you know, be representing God down here. We are to glorify him. We are to be his light in this world, but we are not God, and we are not to be looking at anybody as anything better than we are. We all have, and I'm strictly convinced that we all have the same percentage of struggles. They just all look very different. Some people's sinful struggles are not as blatant as struggling with pornography and lust or pride and gossip or these outward struggles, but we are all suffering and we are all battling the same amount of sin. I'm convinced of that because you hear these great men and women of God, whether you get close and they start opening up to what their struggles are, and then you start to see like, wow, this is a big deal. You know, just a simple thing like thinking too much of yourself and, you know, always struggling to not be putting yourself first for everything and you know, the whole pride thing and a temper and getting angry or road rage. You know, I mean, things that you don't always see, then there's a myriad of other things. But we can't be shocked by sin. We should know better than that. We know we are all fallen and we all have the ability to do the most heinous sins in all creation because that's how we were all made. We were all made the same. And therefore, we must all fight and fight alongside one another and encourage each other and help one another so that we don't fall into that. This is why church is so important. This is why continual interceding in people's relationships and lives and just everything. We need to be intertwined with our fellow saints because that's the only way we're gonna make it through this life in the most glorifying way to God. God's gonna sustain us. Okay, if we are chosen by God, there's nothing that's gonna take that away. We are destined for home, but what really matters is how much glory are we gonna be able to give God down here. Because that is our only focus. Our worship is more pure that way. Our prayer is more powerful that way. Our relationships are deeper and more influential in the world and in individual souls. So those two things, as you see, they are a guarding of our hearts and our minds in every situation. Something on my heart. Wanted to give you guys. Love you.